Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking today about honoring God's still small voice and obeying the voice of the Lord. It's just amazing because God wants to talk to us all the time, Pat, but we need to not just hear, but we got to listen. We got to listen and then, of course, obey. And when we do that, we're going to see God really do some amazing things in us and really through us. Mm-hmm. We're also going to be talking today about an attack, a terrorist attack that occurred in Israel, as well as some of the attacks that are happening in Israel by Palestinians and things that are being waged against them. And, of course, a call for us to pray and to always remain alert. But before we get to that, we do want to start sharing and discussing the importance of hearing the voice of God. I mean, we talk about this often on VFN Radio and encourage you, if you have not already, to enter into an abiding relationship with Jesus, John 15. And if you don't know much about abiding, and this may be the first time you're hearing about it, we encourage you to go to iabide.org, iabide.org. And we have a free gift for you there. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and sign up for a free gift and find out a plan how you can begin to have an abiding relationship with Jesus that will change your life. But oftentimes you've heard people say, well, you know, I just want to hear God's voice. I want God to tell me something. I want to know what God is saying and what God is doing. And oftentimes they're looking for an audible voice. They're looking for an earth-shattering moment. They're looking for, you know, my son, get thee up, and, you know, Charles Heston voice or something. I don't have it. But, you know, they're looking for this dramatic thing. And it's been my experience, and from what I read in the scriptures, and maybe your experience as well, that God oftentimes doesn't speak like that. Mm-hmm. You know, he it's a still, small, quiet voice. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, it's not many words. And just get thee up, and I'll tell you once you go type of thing. Mm-hmm. And as we obey, God continues to speak and share more. But, you know, 1 Kings 19 verse 11 says, then the Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. And then a great powerful wind tore the mountains apart. This is speaking to Elijah. And shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord, Pat, was not in the wind. Mm-hmm. Then after the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. And then a voice said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? And so it's in a still, small voice. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, you know, when God wants to speak and share things, you know, we may discredit something that God wants to say to us because we think, oh, that's just me, or that just popped in my head. I love when you hear people say, you know, something told me that I needed to go home, or something told me I had to pick up this, or something told me. Oftentimes that something telling you is God telling you.
Right.
It's God telling you. You'll look back as you just, the more you begin to hear God's voice and practice discerning what the Lord is saying, you'll start realizing, wow, God's been speaking to me all along. I just haven't noticed or maybe paid attention.
Right.
Well, I had an occurrence like that one time. Where I was driving down the road, and this was back in 2004, I guess, 2004, 2003, end of 2003, right before 2004. It was during the presidential election with George W. Bush, the son's second election, and I was driving, and the president was coming into town that day, and I was headed somewhere, and he was about to arrive, like, within 10 minutes of, you know, me driving down the road, and I heard the Lord tell me, go down to go see the president. And I'm like, what? You know, what? You know, totally just kind of blew it off, and I just kept in my heart, I just kept stirring. I don't have a ticket. I mean, I had the opportunity. Remember when we first went, Pat and I and Greg, we had a chance.
Yeah, first time around.
Yeah, the first time around he came into the city for some sort of a rally. We had the chance to go down and just go see and be a part. I mean, it's always cool. How many people get a chance to see the President of the United States? And mm-hmm. so it was just a cool thing to do. And we were able to get tickets. Remember, there was a lengthy process. Mm-hmm. They didn't know who you are. I mean, if you're going to go see the president, you have to have a driver's license number. Mm-hmm. Many, many people were waiting online. I mean, the facility that we wanted to go see him didn't really hold that many people, 9,000-10,000 folks. So, mm-hmm. I mean, those tickets go pretty quick.
Right.
And people wait hours to get them if you're lucky to get them. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, how in the world, yeah, right, I'm supposed to go to the Civic Center and go there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, okay, Lord, maybe, what do you have for me to do or what do you want me to receive? I'll go change my plan. So I drove down there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to understand that they encourage you when you're going to see the president come speak somewhere to arrive almost 4 hours early. You got to stand online and then you got to come in and they got to go through all the security and all mm-hmm. that type of stuff. But you're there waiting for the president. He's not, what I'm saying?
Right.
And they have other things going on as he's pulling in and doing what they do. So it's like 10 minutes before it starts. Okay, you should be like well seated. I mean, it's like, because mm-hmm. everything goes just, pretty much right on time. And so I get down there and I'm like, where am I going to park? But I'm going with
trust
the Lord.
God.
I'm trusting
yeah.
God. So lo and behold, I'm not even like a short block distance away, and I pull into this parking lot, which of course should be jam-packed,
uh-huh.
and there's one slot available.
Oh, wow.
So I pull in. I walk out of there, and I'm walking towards the Civic Center. I have no ticket, no nothing, and there's a man standing on the corner, and as I pull up to stand up in the corner, get ready to cross the road, the man looks at me and says, hey, man. The person who's going to come with me couldn't come. Do you need an extra ticket? And I go, yeah, I need a ticket. I don't have a ticket. So he gives me a ticket to get in to see the president. So I got the parking space and I've got the ticket and I'm like, okay, man. All right, Lord,
this is you.
I'm, this confirmation, this is awesome. And so I continue to
mm-hmm.
walk forward. And I'm going in, and by this time, all the crowds of people have already gotten in. I'm thinking they're probably not going to let me in now because everyone's mm-hmm. seated. And they screen me, put me through the metal detectors, and they allow me in. So now I'm in. I'm in. I'm like, I'm here, Lord. This is amazing just to be walking in here. I'm like, how did I get into this place? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to see?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the Civic Center, and I'm just standing around. I don't grab my seat yet, and I'm just kind of just walking around because I knew that by this point – I'm supposed to have some sort of an encounter because this is not probably supposed to happen like this, but God for some reason wanted me to go there. And so I show up and I'm standing behind the platform. The first time we saw the president come in, we were expecting him to come in one direction and they
right.
fake you out.
They psych you out
because they're bringing all the elected officials and all the state senators are coming and they introduce all these folks. So you're expecting the president to come from one direction and they psych you out like, oh, he's over there, and he comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm behind the platform and I'm standing up and they're about to get started. So I'm thinking, I'll just stand around maybe because I can't even find where I'm supposed to be sitting. I mean, it's jam-packed. I'm not about to ask anyone to move or something.
Yeah, right.
So I'm standing, and there's different – they have different sections. I guess they have VIP tickets and all these different type of tickets. And all of a sudden, as I'm standing up by the rail, this person comes out and says, we got to fill up the VIP. The president's on his way. Fill up the VIP. Fill up all this gold seats. Put everybody down in there. So the guy looks at me. He says, grab a seat. So now I only have a ticket, but now I have a VIP seat to go see the president of the United States. I'm like, okay, God, not only do I have a seat,
mm-hmm.
but I get all the way down and I have a front row seat. Okay. A front row seat.
This is like right by the stage.
Right by the stage.
Oh, wow.
And so sure enough, they start, you know, and they start welcoming all the senators and all these speakers. And I'm right there in the front, just, you know, clapping away. And this is, you know, a great moment. I'm there by myself. And they get all through with that, Pat. And then they announce, you know, here comes the President of the United States. And everyone stands up. And, Pat, he walks not even maybe 5-6 feet right in front of me,
mm-hmm.
delivers his speech, you know, and it's great. And, you know, that is wonderful and, you know, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end of it, I was all, you know, it was all done. And I'm just thinking, okay, God, well, you know, I'm here. And, but I felt like I was supposed to do something. I felt like I was supposed to do something. And right before he was about to finish and leave, I thought, man, I should probably just get on out of here. This is a good time to leave. But I felt Lord said, stay.
Yeah.
Lord said, stay. So I stayed, you know, longer than what I wanted to. And then as the president's over, he's finished speaking, doing all this type of stuff, he walks. He's leaving out with his wife, Laura Bush.
Laura, yeah.
And he turns directly right in front of me and looks right at me.
Uh-huh.
And I point my finger at him. Why I did this with Secret Service embedded all in the Civic Center.
Yeah.
And I point, I mean, I didn't even know I was going to say this, but I point my finger and says, we are praying for you. We're praying for you. And he tells me back, thank you. And then he just kept waving, going back.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, Lord, you know, that was it. Because, I didn't even, but we have been praying for him. We pray for this president, our, you know, President Obama right now. But
mm-hmm.
it's good to pray for all of our leaders. And I left, and it's just, you know, that was over with. And I was just meditating and just praying and spending time with the Lord. And the Lord was showing me a period of that time, you know, in teaching me, listen to everything I tell you. Pay attention. Be aware. And oftentimes when God was speaking to the prophets in the Bible, he says, you know, look,
mm-hmm.
and it says, what do you see? You know, it's like, here, are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was so cool. You never know, you know, and I was thinking about that situation would unfold, and I'm mm-hmm. thinking, you know, who knows? He probably needed to know that we were praying for him. You're going through so many problems and so many things that are facing you. You're the President of the United States. You're probably having very few friends in the White House.
Yeah, right.
And to know that somebody was praying for you, that probably meant the world to him,
yeah,
you know,
right.
at that particular time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just being obedient, you know.
Yeah.
I was just trying to listen to God. And oftentimes, God just has been reminding me of that. Hey, listen, don't question. Hear, listen, obey. Hear, listen, obey. Hear, listen, obey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many things that God wants us to do and to know and to follow and to mm-hmm. do for others. But are we truly hearing the voice of God? Are we listening to him,
mm-hmm.
or are we discrediting it to him, discrediting his voice? And I've had occurrences like that before where, okay, God, I'll say it. And then the person's like, I needed to hear that. How many? And I think about how many people are not being touched. How many people are not being ministered to
mm-hmm.
because we're failing to recognize his voice, or we're not obeying what the Lord is saying. And God wants to use us. He wants us to speak to the person at the cashier, the cashier at the store. He wants us to speak to the person that's, you know, when we're paying for our gas. He
right.
wants us to be out and about sharing the good news and speaking words of life and not words of death, and to be obedient. Listen, we are partnering with God here. He doesn't have a plan B. We are plan A. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And he is using us to touch the world. All we need to do is get our instructions from him. We have to have ears to hear and a heart that obeys what God tells us to do, and no telling what he'll tell you to do and who you'll be able to touch for him. We were just talking about honoring the voice of God and his still small voice. Now, I'd love to say that, you know, I was able to honor God all the time that he spoke to me, mm-hmm. you know.
I recognized it.
And Lord, by the grace of God, I want to not only hear but obey more what he is saying. But it begins with not discrediting his voice, and his voice comes in so many different ways. God will speak to us rather in so many different ways,
mm-hmm.
but this was just, you know, one small way. But we were talking even in the break that, you know, right in front of the president, George Bush, George W. Bush, mm-hmm. you know, it just came right out of me. I just stuck my hand straight and started pointing at him. And to my left, there was a Secret Service guy, Pat. I mean, at any moment, I could have been just taken.
They could have pounced on you so hard.
And I just, and my hand just came straight out because I wanted him to see my, you know, get my, I wanted to get his attention. Right. He was looking right at me, but mm-hmm. I don't know if he was looking behind me. But when he said, thank you, I knew he received it.
Right.
And you never know. You never know what God wants to say and do, but we must be willing vessels, those that are attentive to the voice of God. And that's my quest, and that's my journey, to hear him, and not just to hear what God is saying, but the purpose of hearing and listening is so that we can do and obey. Mm-hmm. And I want to obey everything that God is saying, because let me tell you, God is doing some amazing things in our time. People talk about previous generations, Pat, and they talk about all these different moves that God has done all over the world, and we've talked about them. They've been wonderful. But you know what? I am happy and thrilled to be living in this generation, because God has been doing some amazing things, but get ready, because a wave is coming.
Oh, yeah.
A move of God is coming. Souls are going to be saved like never before, and we can prepare for this. We can prepare our hearts. We can position ourselves for this next wave that's coming. And my goodness, we want to be in it. We don't want to be, you know, two lines, right? We want to be in the line that's right. doing something for God.
That's right.
Because we've heard him, we've obeyed him, and now we're out and about just being used by him. And he doesn't have a plan B. It's us. Mm-hmm. It's us.
We're it.
So get in the game and tune your ears to his voice.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.